From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's Apple versus Apple, again. Apple Corp., the record company founded by the Beatles, is locked in a trademark dispute with Apple Computer. This is the second time they've been to court in the 28 years since the computer company was founded. The dispute is over who can do what with the name Apple. Back in 1981, the two Apples agreed to share the name because computers and music were pretty much separate industries. Well, times have changed. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Apple Computer founder Steve Jobs started the company in the family garage in 1976. No one knows how he came up with the name, and Jobs isn't talking. One guess is that he named the company after an apple orchard near his dorm at Reed College in Portland, Oregon. Apple was co-founded by Steve Wozniak.
One time I picked Steve Jobs up at the San Francisco airport, and he popped out the name Apple Computer. Well, as soon as I heard Apple Computer, my first response was, gasp, there's Apple Records. And Steve's response was, well, so what? We're computers.
Keep that distinction in mind. When Apple unveiled its first computer, the Beatles had already been using the Apple name for close to a decade. The band started its holding company, Apple Corp., in 1967, says Bruce Spizer, the author of The Beatles on Apple Records.
Apple was actually started because the Beatles had a problem in that they were making so much money, and that the money, if taxed to them as individuals, would have been taxed at a very high individual tax rate.
Apple Records, a division of Apple Corp., released its first single in 1968.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
The label also released hit songs by Mary Hopkin and Badfinger, and discovered singer-songwriter James Taylor. But in the mid-1970s, says Spizer, a business manager advised the former Beatles to stop signing new acts to Apple, and instead use the company to protect their assets. The story goes that about this time, George Harrison saw an ad for Apple Computer in a magazine, and the lawyers were called. Stephen Levy is the author of Insanely Great, A History of Apple's Macintosh Computer.
In 1981, the two parties sat down, and for some sum of money, probably not too large, they agreed that they would both be Apple because computers couldn't possibly conflict with music, so they would each have their own little domain.
The two companies coexisted until the mid-1980s, when Apple Computer introduced its Macintosh and Apple II GS models. They were among the first computers to offer MIDI, or Musical Instrument Digital Interface, which allows computers and synthesizers to work together to compose and record music. Apple Corp. sued in 1989, claiming that Apple Computer had violated their agreement by getting involved in the creation of music. After more than 100 days in court, Apple Computer settled for $26.5 million.
You never give me
the 1991 agreement was never made public, though parts of it are now available because of a court ruling in the current case. Glenn Gunderson is a trademark lawyer at the firm Deckert in Philadelphia.
In 1991, Apple Computer and Apple Corp. entered into an agreement which I gather they thought would resolve the question of who was going to use which mark for which products.
The distinction Steve Jobs made in the 1970s that their music, we're computers, isn't so easy anymore. Gunderson says the 1991 agreement tried to create what's called a field of use for each company. The agreement gives Apple Corp. the exclusive right to use its trademark in any, quote, creative works whose principal content is music. However, the agreement also allows Apple Computer to use its trademark for products or services involved in, quote, the reproduction and delivery of musical content. That would seem to indicate that Apple Computer was covered when it started selling its digital music player, the iPod, in 2001. And launched its online music store iTunes 2 years later. But many observers, including writer Stephen Levy, think Apple Computer will settle again.
It'll be some amount of money. Apple Computer will be unhappy to pay it, because basically they don't make a lot of money from the iTunes store. They pay a huge amount of money of royalties to the music industry to begin with, but they're making a lot of money on those iPods.
Apple Computer made $345 million on iPods last year alone. Because there is so much money at stake, and because the case is being heard in England, attorney Glenn Gunderson thinks the computer company may settle, but he's seen documents that lawyers for Apple Computer filed last year in a Northern California court, and Gunderson says they may have a pretty good case.
Apple Computer's California filings have a lengthy discussion of what their technology is, and they try to draw the line to say that they're not the ones who are putting the microphone in front of the recording artist. They're just a delivery vehicle, and the delivery vehicle for the music has morphed to the iTunes system.
But there's another factor that may point to a settlement. So far, the Beatles and EMI Records, which also has a stake in the band's recordings, have not authorized any company to sell their music online. Rumors have been flying since this summer about negotiations to put the catalog of the best-selling band of all time on the internet. John Borland is a staff writer for CNetNews.com.
The Beatles, after quite a while of being skeptical of putting their music into online distribution services, are now interested. My understanding is that they've talked to pretty much everybody, but that no deal has been reached yet.
Borland says the band is considering a deal that would give one company the exclusive right to sell the Beatles' music online for a limited time. That would be a public relations coup for any online service. And it might be the best reason for Apple Computer to put its trademark dispute with Apple Records to rest, at least for now. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.